Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Orlando Q. Johnson, founder and director of Music Instruction for All Learners. How are you, sir? Good evening.
I am doing fine, sir, and good evening to you as well.
Amen, amen, sir. So first of all, my audience, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Deacon Thomas Farr, and we're going to do an interview here with Mr. Orlando Q. Johnson. Again, he is the founder and director of Music Instruction for All Learners, a nonprofit music and arts educational program, and they have there's a lot of things going in. It's music, but they have cooking classes, they have dance. There's a lot of things they're doing there, and I just wanted to interview him tonight and share it with you to let you know what we're doing and what's going on out here in the community and what Mr. Johnson is doing. You can, as always, you can reach out to him if you hear something that interests you. You can call them at, 33-643-2563, or you can go to the website at www.mifalinc.org. That's www.mifalinc.org. And you can go to the website and get all the information there and the details. But tonight, again, we're going to bring Mr. Johnson on. He's going to tell us a little bit about the program, who he is, and his vision for the future. Well, Mr. Johnson, how are you, sir? Again, good evening. And, again, thank you for taking your time out to be part of this interview so we can spread the word within the community and in the music and arts community. And hopefully someone out there will reach out and be interested and participate and help support. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, sir. Who is Orlando Johnson?
Yes, I am Orlando Q. Johnson. I started actually playing the piano at the age of 10, started taking lessons at the bright age of 10. The Lord, you know, we had a little white lady in our community who was teaching the community. Didn't know she was using that basically as evangelism to get kids, you know, to the church. So me and my cousins were taking lessons, but I took a more interest in it, was working harder than them. And after a while, you know, when we introduce children to things, they either stick with it or they don't. And I was one of the ones who stuck with it. And then she just seeing how I was excelling at learning the piano and reading the music. And by the age of 18, I actually started teaching myself and playing piano for my home church. In Philadelphia, Second Mennonite Church in North Philadelphia. And I was reading four-part harmony, playing hymns in the church, and stuff like that. And then, but prior to that, you know, I went to middle school like everyone else was and did plays in middle school. And by the time I got to high school, I was introduced to the trumpet because I went to a Voltec school, which had a music department, and I said, well, that's the best thing for me. So I went to Voltec School, Massbaum in Northeast Philadelphia, and studied music for several years and played the trumpet in the band and sang in a choir. So now, not knowing I want to be a doctor, but, you know, that's another story. By the time I got to Community College of Philadelphia, as I just said, I thought I wanted to be a doctor. But after my first year of college, I said, nope, this ain't going to happen. So I ran to the music department. auditioned, got in, and then stayed there a couple more years, went and transferred to Temple University and actually started studying music, you know, to be a music educator in the school system. And I basically taught in several school systems since then, since 92. I've taught in Philadelphia City public school system. I've taught in Camden, New Jersey public school system. I've taught in Baltimore City and Baltimore County school systems. And one thing I did learn is that the systems really don't, you know, appreciate the music and the arts as they should. And what I've learned, and was part of our programming, I came up with the name when I started really talking about turning into a business with Music Instruction for Our Learners. And then we incorporated Music Instruction for Our Learners, Inc., which means that we want to instruct, not teach. We want to facilitate and not hammer or be on someone, because I got it from God instructs us through the word. You know, he gives us instructions and directions on what we need to do. And when I came up with Music Instruction for Our Learners, I wanted to have something that we are instructing, we are facilitating, we are guiding, you know, each of our students through something. And one of the things that I learned from a method that I've learned, you know, as I was growing up in the music world and with over four decades of teaching piano, is that learning music is extremely important. Learning to read music is extremely important, because people come to me now and say, I play, but I've never really learned to read music. And what I did was incorporate that into our program. Everyone learns how to play piano, so that way you're already reading music, because when I was in high school, I was already reading music. They just had to teach me how to play the trumpet. The mechanical part of the instrument, blowing through the mouthpiece, using three vowels, you know, one, two, and three to produce the tones, which were the same tones on the musical alphabet, but just on a different, you know, different range. So what helped me was they didn't have to take the time to teach me how to read the music, because I was already reading music. All I had to do was say, okay, this is how you produce C, D, E, F, G, and so on. And with Music Instruction for Our Learners, that's the technique that we use. Once you learn how to play, once you start reading music and being proficient with your music and theory is important as well, because when I was in college, you know, I didn't understand theory, didn't really like theory, because I've had so much theory from beginning of music to middle school to high school, and then I was getting almost the same thing in college. So I basically, you know, getting hammered with theory. But later on, I started to understand it. Because many times when we're studying music and the arts, one, we're trying to figure out why so much theory. Well, then later on, you find out theory is important. And it affects you as you're playing, gives you a better understanding of what you're doing. And with decades in, I appreciate my instructors and teachers now more than, you know, I did when I started, because many times we don't understand until we're really in it. And another thing, as been playing in several churches from Philadelphia, Camden, and Baltimore, I've learned that there are a lot of church musicians, and I know I'm going to step on some toes, that don't read music, but that's okay, that don't read music, and you know, music is important. That's a lacking skill that they have. Yeah, they may play well, but they're still lacking in skill. So our job is to make sure that, hey, you're reading this music, you're fluent in reading, and you're understanding it. Yes, you start off with the basics, but the more you practice, you know, the more you understand. You know, with anything, we got to practice. Skill, you have to practice. So, you know, when we talk about music instructions for our learners, you know, we're bringing skills, and we're bringing theory, and we're bringing understanding of music. You can, you know, we have several students that have been with us for years. One, you know, Shahian Harris, he's been playing since he was seven. Now he's playing piano and violin. The violin, it came a little easy because he was already reading music, so we didn't have to worry about, you know, we try to make sure that's one less step that our instructors and staff have to worry about, because they're already reading music. And, you know, they end up, and they can have a more fun at actually learning, because guess what? They already know what's in front of them. Now they have to learn the mechanics of the instrument. And so that's who I am. You know, I've been doing this since 10. Lord willing, I will be 59 next month, still young. And basically, I'm doing everything that my instructors and people have taught me, and I'm planting seeds, young and old, because people see our, you know, our banners and stuff, and they say, well, how old you got to be? Our mantra is, where music knows no age. MIFAL, Inc., Music Instructions for All Learners, Incorporated, or MIFAL, where music knows no age, because we take you from 5 to 105, because now we are an arts program where we have introduced the arts. We have cooking classes. We're going to get photography classes. We have dance classes. We want to bridge that gap that the public school systems aren't doing.
All right. You poured it all out there. Amen. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnson, and the Music for Arts, Music Instruction for All Learners, is a nonprofit here in Baltimore City and Baltimore County. They're serving that area and the community. And I know you said a lot there, but I also want to backtrack a little bit too. And if we look around in our communities, one of the things I want the audience to realize, when we're talking about music and arts in schools, a lot of these programs have been cut due to financial issues, and especially after the pandemic, but even before the pandemic, a lot of these programs and extracurricular activities have been cut back in some of our public schools. So I believe this is one of the things that we can consider when considering to support music instruction for all learners, is that we can fill that gap that's missing in the public school system. Amen? In the public schools. So tell me this. First of all, I mean, we know why you started. We got where you were from. Let me put this out there first for those who are listening. How can they reach out to you, contact you, and learn more about your program that they might have more questions about?
That is an excellent question, and I might say you did an excellent job at introducing with all the information. They can contact us via phone at 1-833-643-2563. Again, that's 833-643-2563 or 833-MIFAL-MD, because we play MIFAL Maryland. No one paid that any attention. MIFAL-MD, because we plan on just incorporating all over the place. But right now we have MIFAL-MD, 833-MIFAL-MD. Our website, and if you call that number, you want extension 700, that's me, 700, not 007, but 700. So, MIFAL, 1-833-MIFAL-MD, extension 700 would be me, extension 700, 701 would be our dean, because she's the dean of our program, of our Arts Academy program. And our website is, as you said earlier, www.mifalinc.org. That's www.MIFALINC.org. That's our information. And you can call us. You can visit us on Facebook. We are, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on the web. We are all over the place right now. And people, for those, we can talk about this later, but even we are actually also in Massachusetts, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, because when the pandemic hit, I had to pivot. And that means that, you know, my wife said, yeah, nobody coming up in here. And I had to figure out what we're going to do to keep going. So what did I do? Or what did we all have to do? Learn how to work Zoom. Learn how to get, you know, online and start teaching online. That was always a part of our program when I did the business plan, but it wasn't something like we were expecting that was going to be a super part of the program once the pandemic hit. because we didn't want to stop the lessons, but we said, okay, we have to move, we have to change and deal with what's going on right now. And we've actually had several programs already online, so people get a chance to still see, and like, students get a still chance to perform. They're at home, but they're still performing. So, again, yes, you know, the information, again, is 81833-643-2563 and www.mefowinc.org. We're on Facebook Mefow Inc. on Facebook, or Mefow AA, you know, for Mefow Arts Academy when we talk about that. So, yes, that is our contact information. You can call me. And if you want to call me personally, you can call me at 1-443-956-4661, 443-956-4661, and, you know, I'd be glad to talk to you about the program.
Amen, amen. That's good. Also, well, and a lot of things are going on because, let me share this because in being transparent, to let listeners know that I'm part of your advisory board on the board there, myself and Mr. Washington and Ms. Alton and Ms. Harris. As some of the board members that we participate and help coordinate and keep this brother in line and, you know, do some other things. But I just wanted to share that information in full transparency that, you know, that we're part of this, they're part of the program, and I've known this brother for, how many years has it been now? It's getting close to 10, ain't it? Or 5 to 7 and a half, something like that.
Yeah, 5 to 7 and a half, yep, that long.
5 to 7 and a half, yeah, there you go.
And you was even at our wedding, so, yeah, you've been around for a minute.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. I was a videographer at the wedding, but that's a whole other discussion. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to encourage, you know, check out the website. Again, if you have interest in participating, like he said, from 5 to 105 and learning how to read music, learning how to play instruments, and like he said, we have these other things. We have cooking classes, dance classes. And with the pandemic coming to a wrap to the point where we can come face-to-face and in person, we're going to plan on pivoting again and more traditional training and lessons in that. So that's an opportunity. The biggest thing I could say is about getting our children involved with music, using this opportunity to get the children involved and exposed to music. Because, you know, something I learned, I think back on my life, the music now and the way music the way music is produced now and the way I was raised learning, you know, instruments, the sounds that different instruments make, a lot of our children are really exposed to that because a lot of the stuff they listen to in, say, popular music, a lot of it is computer-generated. It's not really instruments. As I was raised, there was full bands out there. There was Commodores and Earth, Wind & Fire, Brass Construction, Tower of Power, Spyro Gyro. There was bands. When you went to go see a concert, there was like 10 to 20 guys, and they all were playing instruments. You won't see that now because a lot of the music is you know, electronically generated. This was my favorite guy, Barry White. That brother, what was that? He had a 75-piece orchestra originally, or at that some point. So, music. And learning how to play an instrument is a thing. I remember because even in high school myself, I played clarinet for a while, but then, you know, life happened and I put it down. But even knowing the difference between the sounds that instruments truly make and that the things, the way the human, the human can make an instrument do a lot of things. Again, that's something that we're not really exposed to in this generation is lacking a little bit. But this is an opportunity to get your child a little bit of basics, or even for yourself or your nephews, your cousins, some of them kids, whatever, to be able to experience the music and learn how to make the music through learning how to play an instrument and reading music. And, bro, what you said about the church folk, I hope we ain't step on nobody's toes, but you are right. I've known church musicians who cannot read music. But I'm going to leave that right there in the hands and the grace and mercy of God. Hey. But again, we're talking about Mefow. We're talking about Oh man, I just got lost a minute here in my thought process. But music, instruction for all learners, and where music knows no age. So, brother, upcoming events. You want to share some information on upcoming events? Because we have a lot of things. Also, we wanted to take this time to interview to also to solicit fundraising help. We have an upcoming fundraiser event. You want to tell the people a little about that, sir, and how they can reach out to you and how they could possibly get tickets and attend and participate and help support us financially.
Amen. I appreciate that. Our upcoming event is, and I'm excited about it, is April 28th, 2022. We were supposed to do it last year, but some things came up, but this year we are pushing forward. Our students are getting ready. It will be a banquet with the arts. And I'll say that again, a banquet with the arts. We will have some good food, great fun, and you get a chance to have and see our students perform. As I said, we have students in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, and you will see some live students performing. You will see some that were videotaped, because one thing about this program, after an hour of eating, it will be a live stream program straight at the church that's in Towson. And is Central Presbyterian Church in Towson. And as he's speaking, I will get that information up again. But it's Central Presbyterian Church in Towson, Maryland, and I'm getting that information up so I can give it to you. And I'm excited because all of our students practice several hours during the week. That's one thing that we teach is you have to continue practicing every day. And some of our students are actually in Virginia and Pennsylvania, and we make sure that they, you know, with a live stream, we actually videotape their performances. But with the live stream, we're going to be streaming all over the USA, and we will tell people how to get to it and when it starts, and we will be streaming all over. You're going to have some good music, good singing, and it's a good time of having some fun. At the end, we'll be giving out special awards for all of our students who have been with us. And Central Presbyterian Church is located at 7803 York Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Again, that's Central Presbyterian Church, 7803 York Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Tickets are $75 for adults for some good food and good entertainment, and $60 for children. And due to the fact of the pandemic, you know, some people think we're out of it, but we're still following CDC guidelines. We're only going to have less than 100 people in the building. And once the tickets are sold, then you get to see it on a live stream. And if you want to donate, we will have our donation information via live stream. We will have it on a website. There will be a text to give. Sent information sent out. So we will be doing, as the program is going on, you get a chance to give, become a monthly donor, a yearly donor if you want, or if you just want to give a one-time donation, you will be able to do that. So we will have all that information available to you. We'll have a QR code. If you want to put your phone up there, you know, we're going to make it easy, you know, so, you know, because all support is better than no support. That's the way I look at it. Any support is better than no support. But it was called a banquet and brunch, but since we changed it, we just called it a banquet with the arts. Same information, but, you know, just change it around. And against that, 7803 York Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. The information is on our website, and if you look us up on Eventbrite, the information is there. Look for a banquet with the arts, or you can look for music instructions for our learners on Eventbrite. You can get your tickets there. You can donate there. And if you have a business, you know, we're looking for you to partner up with us. And if you have a business and you want to put your, you know, business logo, business flyer, that information is available too. And I'll put that on a website so you'll be able to see it. So a half a page, a full page is $50. A half a page is $25. A quarter page is $15, you know, if you want to put an ad in our souvenir book. So we're working hard to make sure that our information is out there, your information is out there. If you want to become a regular donor, you can, you know, go to our website and, you know, the information will be there. We're looking for corporate donors. If you just contact us, you can call me or call our line and we'll, you know, get back to you. With the corporate sponsorship, we're looking for, you know, you'll be able to get your logo, your business information out there, and then it'll be streamed on the whole program, you know, so people can see information. So as we're streaming, all this information will be out there. So, you know, we're looking to have a fantastic program, something that'll make people remember, you know, some of our students have never played on a grand piano. And I want them to have that experience of playing on a Steinway, you know, grand. So they'll get that experience because these experiences will be the best experience of their lives, and they'll always remember that. And they'll be on stage. So, again, it's April 28th, 2022, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The live stream starts at 7 p.m. Dinners from 6 to 7. Central Presbyterian Church, 7803 York Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. We want you guys to just take all our tickets. We want you guys to be able to tell the word. I want you to spread the word so people will be able to watch and see the next, we call them the future musicians of America. Because when we're gone, when Man Deacon Park gone, they still here.
So, that's where we're going, okay, all right. Yeah. I don't plan on going nowhere right now, but okay, I understand. You mean when we retire, we can look back on the labor or the work that we've done to change people's lives. How about that?
Correct, okay.
Amen. Brother, thank you.
That sounds good for you.
All right, brother. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just also share, also we are a nonprofit music and arts educational program, so we can get your tax break, tax credit, whatever you might need, because we are a nonprofit, registered nonprofit. So, again, Brother Johnson, I appreciate you taking some time out and sharing this and sharing the information. Again, you're going to reach out to us and be part of the program, part of what we're doing. You know, you can give us a call. You can go on the Facebook page at MIFAL Inc. MIFAL Inc. on Facebook. Everything's there. The website is www.mifalinc.org. So we appreciate you for listening, and we pray we hear from you soon. And again, we are starting up. We're going to be in person soon, but we do definitely want you to reach out and be part of our banquet so you can see the work that we already have done and come aboard and help us in moving into the future. Mr. Johnson, Brother Johnson, you got anything you want to say in closing?
I just appreciate your program, your show, your support, you know, being on our board, and we just, you know, because, you know, you see everything firsthand. You in the trenches with us. So we just appreciate you, and we just want everybody to support. Come out to the program, watch the program, so we can all just have, you know, show our support to these young students, again, that are going to be the up-and-coming musicians.
All right. Amen, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. If you have, again, if you've got this link in email, if you got this link in your text, we also encourage you, please share it with someone you may know who are interested. If you know parents that are interested in signing their children up and being part of this program, they want to get their children's instrument. Share the invite, the information, their contact information, and they can join us in our next semester, again, as we begin to start up here post-pandemic. Thank you very much, and God bless.